We're talking with the mayor. The mayor's here this morning. Mayor's in the house. In the house. Hey, how are you today?
I'm terrific.
Good. So, guys, we were gonna talk about. I know that you're gonna have a March Madness bracket at your house, right?
No.
Oh, okay.
We get excited about it, but I think the team we're rooting for.
Yeah.
When they say you got to win out to get to the NIT, don't know.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. But for those of you who are going to have March Madness brackets for the
bracketologist, are you becoming?
No. I'm just going to tell you that you could be running afoul of the law.
I thought we already knew that.
We want to make sure that you know.
There's a blonde-headed football coach.
I was going to say,
California that lost a job because of that.
Little Ricky Neuheisel.
2011 CareerBuilder.com survey found that 1 in 5 U.S. American workers have participated in a March Madness office pool.
3 of the other 4 are lying.
Yeah. Former currency broker. Now, see, a currency broker who's running a bracket, that's probably not a good thing.
That doesn't set up alarm bells.
No, really, exactly. John Bowery. John's about to serve some time. He was raking in $850,000 a year, so he's about to do time in the big
house. Oh, dear.
That's serious money.
Yeah, it is, as a matter of fact.
So,
I think that definitely is against the law when you make money off of it.
That is. So just be careful.
Yes, and I want to say right here for the record, the city of College Station has no plans.
Okay. That is not going to be a fundraiser.
It's not going to be a fundraiser for the city.
Well, if you ever do it, make sure that you say it goes in the general revenue fund and let it go with that.
I think it's a non-starter.
Yeah, probably so. So today, here's the question from the Public Policy Polling Survey. They have ranked the U.S. American states by popularity among voters nationwide. In other words, they asked voters about these states, and they had some had positive and some had negative. And so they put the positive there, and they deducted the negative, and we came up with the most popular state. And the most popular state, you got a shot, Mayor? Any idea? The most popular state, U.S. America.
Texas.
Yeah, that's great, but that's not right. Hawaii.
Oh.
Hawaii. Really?
Came up with 54% positive and 10% negative. Now, just to show you, they asked these people a lot of things, and God only got a 52% positive. So Hawaii got 2 points better than God, all right?
All right.
Number 2 is Colorado. And
I was going to guess Colorado.
Yeah, and there are people, go there. Number 3 I thought was very interesting. And number 4 is very interesting. Number 3 is Tennessee.
Tennessee's a pretty state.
But
every state has something pretty. You know what I'm saying? There's also some parts of Tennessee you wouldn't want to be in. Oh, yeah, sure.
You've been to Louisiana?
You've been to Mississippi?
No,
you're right. I've been.
No, have you been to Louisiana?
Smoky Mountain.
Yeah, right, exactly, sure. Yeah. But number 4, South Dakota. Somehow I just don't think of South Dakota as being positive.
Well, no, the Black Hills are in North Dakota, aren't they?
Yeah. No, that's South Dakota.
Is that South Dakota? Okay, well, that might be it.
So let's see. Now, Texas is actually in the lower third, if you will.
That's just because haters going to hate on the best state.
That's it. The bottom 3 would be Jersey, Illinois, which is interesting. Uh-huh. And then the worst state, not surprisingly, is California, just because, it costs too much. There are too many people who live there.
Well, Hawaii costs too much, and it was number 1.
Gas is like $12 a gallon out there.
But in Hawaii, you can actually swim in their ocean, unlike California. Yeah, right.
Well, you can swim off the Jersey Shore, and the Jersey Shore is really beautiful.
My mom
White sand and stuff. Forget the show, Jersey Shore.
I was going to say, if you swim off the Jersey Shore, don't you come back orange looking like an Oompa Loompa?
I don't think so.
No, yeah. Or with a brick tied to your foot.
But my mom was born in New Jersey. There's some beautiful, Princeton is a beautiful area. I mean, there are some really nice places up there.
Yeah.
And that's the agrarian area. I mean, truck farms, that's where the term truck farms came from, is New Jersey.
Exactly.
Small farms. Yeah. It's got some nice stuff. But it's also got Snooki. So anyway.
Yeah, well, there you go.
So because I got nothing today. Y'all have been behaving. I have nothing to really,
Things are great in College Station.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah.
Run while you can, Mayor.
sound like Jay Sokol. One of the things, and you're talking about things being wonderful in College Station, one of the things that's important, obviously, is that interaction between students and landlords and property owners who are in the same street. And obviously a landlord not wanting necessarily to put money into investment property that's getting them a good return, but y'all have put together a program to try to enhance some of the property that needs to be improved.
We have. It's $50,000, so it's not going to go pretty far. It is for homes that need repair, that service the low income. And it's a loan program. So let's say you've got bad windows or need insulation, the front door is not quite right. The landlord can apply for money to fix the problem. They get a low or no interest loan, but they must guarantee that the rent's not going up for the tenant.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
And so if the tenant has to be displaced while the repair work is done, then it's the landlord's responsibility to get them moved out mm-hmm. somewhere else mm-hmm. and get them in. And so what we didn't want to do is rehab a private individual's property or corporation's property only for them to turn around and charge more rent. So by rehabbing, maybe saving some money in terms of energy efficiency or safety issues, the family that is renting there is guaranteed that low rent for an extended period of time. I think it's 5 years. So we feel that rehabbing the property is a safety issue for the people that live there. We're not crazy about helping a private investor enhance their property. But if we can enhance the property for the safety reasons, make it more energy efficient, cost less for the tenant in terms of utilities and that, and that the rent doesn't go up for an extended period of time, then it's a win-win.
Now, you know,
and we're talking about $50,000 total available in this program.
Right.
So, you know, we're not talking about building somebody a house. It's probably replacing a bad window or putting in a window air conditioner or something of that nature.
And maybe I'm making a concern out of this, and it shouldn't be, but as a property owner who has been impacted on my property value because of improvements around me, does this mean that possibly this could cut? In other words, a guy across the street does $40,000 worth of work on his home. Does that mean that his property value goes up, and then therefore that gives you a higher benchmark for the other people around to be impacted?
I don't think so. First of all, I mean, generally speaking, your property values go up when a home in the neighborhood sells.
Right.
And therefore, you know, it's through the appraisal district, they say, oh, well, now the value of...
We have a new benchmark.
Yeah. We have a new benchmark, and it mm-hmm. goes that way. So I don't think this is going to affect the appraisal value if you take out a window that's cracked or leaking and you put in another window. Mm-hmm. I mean, because the house isn't selling now. I think that's part of I've not read the fine print, but I think you've got those safeguards in place.
Sure. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joining us this morning. Not an eyesore, but a vacant building for a long time. The Albertsons building on South College is now going to be renovated. Jack Culpepper, his family has owned that for a long, long time. Going to be more student housing there, and I have to think that's a situation that having another occupied area and a development right there, and I guess part of an entire development along University Drive is pretty good news for the city.
I think so. That's certainly that part of Northgate has been ready for redevelopment for some time, and I think you know, the Culpepers have owned that shopping center, and I think looking at the rendering that went out with the press release, it's a very attractive looking building, and I think it's a natural for student housing. It's walking distance right across the street from campus, and mm-hmm. and hopefully that's going to spark some more redevelopment in Northgate.
Yeah, I would think so. And you know, and I'm going to get on my soapbox here because I've lived here for a long time. John Culpepper did a lot to move Bryan College Station forward in development. Manor East Mall, for what it was at the time, was a great facility, and Culpepper Plaza. And I think, you know, these people have stayed here. I think they have enhanced the community in a whole lot of ways, made a lot of commercial developments. I have to say, probably would have been nice for them to redevelop their properties a little sooner. But that said, Tejas Center looks very good now. Culpepper looks good. And the fact that the Culpepper family is going to do this, I think, is a tremendous enhancement for Bryan College Station.
Totally agree.
Plus, they're local people.
Exactly. You know, Jack's born and raised here. John Cecil, as you said, was a visionary and did great work in Northgate and, you know, in Bryan. And Culpeper Plaza, and probably when he built Culpeper Plaza and developed College Hills.
Well, yeah, visionary is right. You're exactly right. And he well, and College Hills is right around where he lived. He made a development near his house.
Exactly. I'm excited about it. And as you say, we like to see local people do good.
Yeah.
That's the case there.
Yeah. Well, anything you want to talk about? I mean, again, because we don't really have anything that's that pressing, but always glad to hear that good things are going on in College Station. So go to the Aggie baseball game and support them, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's fun. It's a new intimate experience. You
gotten a chance to be there, have you?
I have, and it's really interesting. They've done a nice job with those, the Westfield and the...
The berms over there, kind of?
Yeah. The only problem is it cuts off a little... bit of the corners there.
Oh, okay.
So it's not as big.
You're not getting to see quite as much as the field. But again, it's a beautiful outside, and they're continuing to work on it. And it's as they finally get it finished up and as it should be, then that it ought to be very promising, I would think. Looks like work's going on well as far as the fire station is I guess you're on schedule there. That's going to be quite a development as far as that goes.
It's looking large.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah, and it's a part of town that needs service, that's for sure.
Well, Not a lot's going on. Oh, Warren Amnesty.
Oh, that's right. The Warren Roundup and Amnesty thing is going on. That is
right.
A good point.
So if you've got an outstanding ticket, if you just come in and pay your fine, we're not going to come out and find you and come lock you up or whatever.
Until later.
Yeah.
That does happen next. The Roundup does come next. So.
Right. But if you come in and pay your fine, all is good.
Yeah,
Post Oak Mall's remodeling.
Oh, yeah, as a matter of fact. Talking
about development. So I think that's good.
Yep, they're going to, again, bring that more up to what we're used to seeing. Well, all right, listen, thanks for coming in this morning, and I'm sure there'll be somebody who'll be angry out there who'll call me and say, you didn't talk to the mayor about such and such, and we'll do that in a couple of weeks. Okay.
Sounds fine.
All right, fine.
Thanks for having me.
Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, to visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Community interview is brought to you by Mar Eye Center.